Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee with Kazen number 42, if I'm not mistaken. Class registration for the month of October is now open. You can visit lifeinenglish.net/class. If you are interested in improving your English in a practical and effective way in the month of October. Oh, and we got our first one. Nachos is in the house. Let's see who else is going to show up for the live event. It's been a while. What's up, y'all? Blue Sir, Nay, my birthday, Lily, what's up? Do you speak Japanese? No, I don't speak Japanese. ¿Sabes un trabalengua en inglés? That's a good one. Do I know any tongue twisters in English? Yes, I do. I can give you a couple. The first one is she sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. Say that 3 times fast. Another one is Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I'm sure there's more. I can't really think of any other ones at the moment, though. But give those a try. Record a video. Send it to me, please. I would love to see that. All right. Hi from Algeria. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the live. Say hi for my familia en France. Julian? Shout out to Julian's family in France. If I spoke French, I would salute you in your native language, but I don't speak French. Hey, from Colombia, Jeffrey, what's up, my friend? What makes you happy? That's a pretty good question, man. A lot of things. It depends. One thing, I always felt weird growing up. I always felt weird. Even today, I kind of feel weird because of this. But one thing that makes me genuinely happy, I mean like warm and fuzzy on the inside, is seeing other people happy to be together. For example, you might be walking in the park or something like that, and you see just a group of friends. It doesn't even have to be romantic. It could just be a group of good friends laughing and having a good time and like joking with each other and like seriously happy to be together. That shit makes me happy. Just seeing that, you know, or a couple walking down the street and they're just like so in love with each other. Not like puppy love, like high school love. I mean, genuinely in love with each other or just having a good time, happy to be together. I like seeing people having a good time together. That's something that makes me happy. I always felt weird to even say that. Is like that normal? To be happy that you see somebody else happy? Is that weird? I don't know. Anyway, that was a good question. I appreciate you. Can you speak more slow, please? Yes, of course. Can you speak more slowly is the grammatically correct way to say that. But I got you. Hang on, I'm trying to get back to the comments. Talk about your language learning process, Spanish and Portuguese. Sure. I mean, I don't know exactly what you mean, so I'll try to be clear without like... I'll try to be clear and concise. Let me say it that way. So, Spanish, the short story of how I learned Spanish was I met a Mexican dude when I was in college and we became good friends. And I asked him to teach me his language, so he started just like talking to me about basic stuff. Just daily things. Hi, how are you? What's your name? How old are you? I mean, like really basic shit. Then I started using Duolingo because it was the only thing I knew of at the time to learn a language. I just I don't even remember how I found it. Maybe some blog article or some Google search or something like that. But I found Duolingo and I started using it. And looking back, Duolingo is just not like what I would recommend to most people, but it is what I would recommend to beginners. And the reason I say that is because it just teaches you like basic vocabulary, sentence structure, pronunciation, and just gets you in the routine of hearing and seeing and saying these words, even if it's just basic stuff. So I would do that every single day. It got to a point after a couple months where I was doing it for like an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, just running drills on Duolingo, bro. And I would never do that now, but I would start with Duolingo even if I were going to start learning a language today, just to get the basics. So after that, or somewhere during that time period, I started consuming content in Spanish. Novelas came on the TV every day in my city. I used to live in San Diego, and it would just be on TV. So I could just watch novelas for hours if I want, in between classes or before I went to work. I would listen to, what's it called? I can't remember the name of the style of music, but it was music from Mexico. I can't remember the genre, but I would just listen to music, translate the song lyrics. And then since I lived in San Diego, there are so many Latinos in San Diego. Every time I leave the house, I'm going to see somebody that speaks Spanish. So if I heard people speaking Spanish, I would just like approach them or find some reason to talk to them and try to practice my Spanish with them. And I know that sounds super simple, but it was really tough at the time because I was even more introverted and like timid than I am today. So it was super nerve-wracking. But I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to like be more confident speaking in a foreign language. Just every time you hear somebody speaking it, just go strike up a conversation with them. Even if you fail miserably and you don't know how to express yourself, whatever, at least you did it. Just get in the habit of speaking it, being excited to speak the language. I think that's what helped me the most, was just like actually wanting to learn and being interested in the language and culture. So it was fun for me. And that's pretty much how I learned Spanish. I went to Mexico for like 6 weeks after a year or two of learning the language, and that definitely helped, like living in Spanish every day. And that's pretty much it. It's a really simple process. Just listen, read, write, and speak every single day. That was it. And then with Portuguese, it was an even easier process because they're like in the same language family, right? They're all Romance languages, or they're both Romance languages. And a lot of words are similar. The grammar is similar. The verb conjugation is similar and stuff like that. So I already knew how to learn a language at that point. I already did it once with Spanish. So I was like, okay, let's just do this again. I spent even less time on Duolingo, even more time looking for people to talk to, and even more time talking to people. Like, I do not exaggerate when I say this, bro. Like, every single day for like 4 years, I spoke Portuguese. Every day, like every single day. To myself, to other people, to men, to women, to people from the north of Brazil, to people from the south. I mean, just I was all about it, bro. It became like part of my life, which is the idea behind life in English. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I'm answering your question anymore, because I could talk a lot about experiences and things I did, but I was trying to keep it short and concise. So that's what I did for both languages, is just learn the basics by myself and then immediately try to use those and improve those with real people and constantly consuming the language so that I can get used to the way it sounds, so I can understand natives and the way that they speak and all that stuff, and just repeat that process every day for years and you'll be fine. That's what I would say. Hang on a second. I'm trying to find actual questions. When start a convo in a language exchange, what kind of easy topics do you recommend for a good start? That's an excellent question. When you're making small talk with people or starting a language exchange, it really depends on a few things. And this is all off the top of my head. If I had more time to think about it, I could probably give you a better answer. But off the top of my head, to be honest, man, I would say one thing that's really important is skipping the formalities, especially in a language exchange. I mean, it's not a fucking job interview, right? You can be casual. And one thing that really has helped me, and you have to be genuine when you do this, is treat the person as if you're already friends with them. Even if you just met them that day, don't waste time like going through the hello, how are you? Where are you from? What is your name? Oh, wonderful. Why are you learning my language? Oh, that's nice. You don't have to do that, bro. You can just treat them as if you're already friends. Like, what did you do today? You know, like, what was the best part of your day? What are you finding challenging this week? You know? When's the last time somebody said something interesting to you? These are just random questions, obviously. They're not the best examples. But I'm saying just talk to them as if you've known them your whole life. It makes things easier. And then just listen attentively, which is a completely different conversation, because listening attentively is how you can know where to take the conversation next. But you asked me how to get started. And off the top of my head, the advice I would give you is just treat them as if you're already friends. Skip the formalities and all that, you know, those pleasantries at the beginning. You don't need to do that. We're both here for the same reason. Let's just talk. Let's just get to know each other, right? Stay away from politics. Stay away from just controversial stuff until you know the person better, just to be safe. But yeah, just skip that basic boring stuff that we all do just because we feel we need to, and just talk to them, man. Try to understand what it was like to be them today. You could talk for hours just about that one thing. And inevitably, the conversation is going to go in other directions, right? If you're both actively trying to make the conversation continue and progress. So that was a long-winded answer, but hopefully it helps somebody that's listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So talking to people does help you to improve, right? A.Z. Moten? I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry. But yes, speaking to real people is not the only way to improve. It's just the most effective way, in my humble opinion. Like, you just have to stop and think. It's very, very simple. When you think about how you learned your first language, you learned it because your parents were talking to you, your grandparents, or your friends, your brothers or sisters. This was all before you learned how to read and write. All day, every day, you're trying to communicate. Even babies, if you pay attention to babies, even before they know how to speak, they're trying to communicate, not by writing things on a paper or texting or scrolling on their phone, but by making noises and using their body to send a message to you. It's communication, bro. It's not nouns, verbs, and adjectives that you need to obsess over. It's understanding what communication is. Because once you understand that, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, it's speaking to people that teaches me how to speak to people. Because then you make the mistakes. You say weird things. Your friends correct you and say, no, this sounds more natural. Or what do you mean by that? That doesn't make sense. And you just do that every day. And you start to learn how to use these words. The same way, this isn't a good example, but the same way, like, kids learn how to curse flawlessly, perfectly, it's the same shit. Like, you know, when kids try to use words like fuck or ass or damn when they're kids, they use them in really like silly ways. They don't truly understand how to use it, but you know that they know what they're trying to say. But by constantly using it and then listening to other people use those words in context, in real life situations, you slowly start to understand what that word means and how to use it correctly. You see what I'm saying? That's why it's so hard to define a curse word. What does fuck mean? What does shit mean? What does ass mean? What does damn actually? You don't fuck it. I can't explain it to you. I don't know. I can't explain it to you, but I know what it means when somebody says it. I know how to use it perfectly. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I chose to learn like Spanish and Portuguese, is there's many things I know how to say, or I know how to use them or what they mean in context, but I couldn't explain it to you, right? I couldn't explain it. I just understand like the idea. So when you're constantly speaking and interacting, even if you can't define words, you get the idea well enough to internalize it, use it, understand it when other people use it. So conversation, bro, it's everything. It's everything. You can read and write and listen all day. Everybody does that. But once you start speaking every day, you will see progress. you will see progress. And then you'll start trying to tell other people, no, just speak. Just listen to this guy. He told you, just speak. Just interact with people. You will see progress. And they're not going to believe you. Or they're going to say, oh, I'm too shy. I'm not ready, blah, blah, blah. And you will feel empathy because you used to be in that place. I'm telling you, bro. Just listen to what I'm telling you. Start talking to people. And you will improve. So, yeah. That's my answer to your question. Yes, talking to people helps you improve. More than anything else, I guarantee it. All right. What kind of extra can you teach us on your personal classes? That's an interesting question. Nobody's ever asked me that. There's nothing extra or special about my English classes or the Life in English community. What's special about it is that you actually get a space to express yourself without worrying about how you sound, without worrying about being criticized or made fun of or interrupted or anything like that. In a private class, you get 100% of your teacher's, in this case me, my attention, and we're just making conversation. And ideally, you're doing more talking than listening, but you will be listening to me as well because conversations involve speaking and listening in real time. So the benefit is just being able to sit down for 45 minutes or an hour and have somebody correct all the little things about your speech that make it harder to understand you or that are grammatically incorrect or sound strange, or you can be helped to sound more formal or less formal. But you get that undivided attention from somebody who has the intention of not just listening to you, but helping you sound better by listening to you. You see what I'm saying? Somebody that can tell you what you need to improve, what you're already doing good on, what you need to focus on, what you need to ignore. That's the purpose of a coach or a teacher, in my opinion. So it's like, think about it this way. I can make a bunch of videos about soccer techniques on YouTube and you can watch me do the drills or understand the concept. But until you like come to the field with me and kick the ball around, it's just, it never clicks in your brain. You never stop to think about how many videos you scroll through and watch on TikTok. You don't even remember half the stuff you've seen in my videos. I guarantee you don't remember. I'm not sure. Obviously, I don't know what you remember, but I'm almost positive you don't remember half the shit you see after 20 minutes of scrolling through videos on TikTok. So by getting into a real conversation with a real person, the benefit is you actually put all that into practice, which means you're probably going to remember it more easily because you're actually using it. It's the same reason you don't remember half the stuff you learned in elementary school or middle school or high school because you're not using it. So that's the benefit of a private class that focuses on using the language that you're trying to learn, because otherwise you're just consuming it. And to me, that's just different. So there's nothing revolutionary or special. There's no secret sauce or nothing like that. I have no secret to reveal behind some wall after you pay the invoice. That's not the case. It's just my skill set is communication and helping you communicate better, more naturally, more effectively in this language that happens to be English. That's what you sign up for the classes for. So hopefully that answers your question. And if you're interested in classes, just visit lifeinenglish.net or click the link in my bio. All right. The quickest way to learn the language? I don't know. I've never tried to learn a language fast. I always took my time. I would say the most effective way is to be speaking every chance you get and then doing the other three things that you need to do, which is reading and writing and listening, and just do it every day. And by being more focused on specifically what you need to know, you can get to where you want to get faster. So if you know that you're learning English for business, then you should only be focused on English that's spoken in a business context. You don't need to be learning English from hip-hop songs or English about cooking or fucking, I don't know, rock climbing. That stuff is good to know, especially when just making casual conversations, because you do that in business meetings as well. But I'm saying, like, focus on the scenarios you'll find yourself in and then focus on what you would say in those scenarios and just ignore the rest. That's how you get to any goal faster, is just focusing only on what you need, knowing that there's a whole world of information out there you could learn, but it's just going to have to wait. That's the quickest way to get from point A to point B, is only focusing on what's essential. How to improve my writing and speaking as an upper intermediate? It depends on, I mean, it's hard to give you a straight answer, man, because it depends on so many things, like your learning style and why you need English, what you're interested in. It just depends. But I would say if you feel you're approaching the advanced level, you probably just need to start talking and listening to things about, how can I say that? Things that you're not already familiar with. So you get exposed to vocabulary you're not already familiar with. Talk to people that live or that come from a different walk of life. I would say talk to a lot more people, have real conversations and more in-depth conversations where you start to explore more interesting subjects, and you're forced to use all the vocabulary you have and learn new stuff. If you feel like you're not learning anything and you're stuck at this place, it's because you're not exposing yourself to anything new. That's literally what learning is. You expose yourself to a new idea or situation and you try to deal with it in some way, and sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not. And then you learn from that experience, and then you're more prepared to do it again the next time. And you repeat that process again and again and again and again, forever, ideally. So if you feel like you're stuck, you need to start exposing yourself to new stuff. That's how learning takes place, in my opinion, you know? Okay, I don't see a bunch of questions. I see a bunch of comments, y'all. So I got to go. I got stuff to do. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the live, man. If you got questions, you can sign up for classes. Let me say one more time, class registration for the month of October is now open for the next 2 weeks. So if you're interested, you can click the link in my bio. Just visit lifeinenglish.net. Do whatever you got to do to get in contact with me and sign up for some classes. Or if you want more of like a group setting, a less one-on-one type of experience, then you can join the Life in English community, where we practice 2 or 3 times a week in group discussions, and we talk about all types of different subjects, but we're pretty much online like every day. It's just I host group events 3 times a week on there, so you can check that out as well. Just go to lifeinenglish.net for more information. And let this serve as a reminder one more time. If you live your life in English, man, you will learn the English language. Speak every day. Read every day, listen every day, and write every day. It can be intimidating, it can be daunting, it can feel like too much of a challenge, but man, I promise you, if you just dedicate yourself to it every day for the next few years, you will see incredible amounts of progress. So, that's all I got to say, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of your, what's today, Thursday? Afternoon, evening, depending on where you are in the world. And I'll talk to y'all soon, man. Peace!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.